Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Lebanon's health minister is warning of carnage from Israeli strikes, saying hospitals are struggling to cope with the number of casualties. Jessica Millwood reports.
Medical centres struggling to cope with the influx of badly injured people, 1,800 of them. The death toll continues to soar. 569 is the latest number we have, and the estimate is of those, 50 are children. Tens of thousands have now been displaced from their homes, facing a real crisis in Lebanon. They are staying in emergency evacuation centres, places like schools. Some people are sleeping on the beach. That's as this Israeli bombardment continues.
Joe Biden has addressed the annual United Nations General Assembly in New York for possibly the last time as US president. He's joined world leaders in calling for an end to the deepening conflict in the Middle East. Alison Petrowski reports from the US.
Joe Biden took the opportunity to reiterate America's commitment to a ceasefire and to a hostage deal between Hamas and Israel almost a year on from October 7th, but Joe Biden says he remains hopeful.
Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest. Even if the situation has escalated, a diplomatic solution is still possible.
Biden also took the opportunity to talk about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He did so while President Zelensky of Ukraine was watching on. Joe Biden said the world cannot and should not look away from what is happening there.
12 Singaporean troops have been injured after two tankers crashed in a military training accident in Queensland last night. Andrea Crothers reports.
7:40 last night, a Singaporean tanker rear-ends another one. This is while returning to base at the Shoalwater Bay training area north of Rockhampton in central Queensland. That leaves 12 troops injured. They are flown by military chopper to Rockhampton Base Hospital. We are told they were in a stable condition. They are either being treated or recovering well. Singapore's armed forces releasing a statement saying the safety and well-being of our people is of paramount importance. The army has called for a safety pause to remind drivers to maintain proper distance. We wish the servicemen a speedy recovery.
A predicted fall in inflation could give more clarity on when the Reserve Bank might start cutting interest rates. The Australian Bureau of Statistics is due to release the Consumer Price Index data for the month of August today. Liz Daniels reports from Canberra.
As we await those inflation figures that will show whether or not costs are continuing to rise, there is some good news and some bad news. The good news is that headline inflation is expected to fall below 3%. The bad news is that the Reserve Bank has already said that won't be enough for the board to move to bring down rates come their Melbourne Cup Day meeting. Governor Michelle Bullock saying she thinks that the shift in inflation has been artificial because of the government's electricity handouts. She wants underlying inflation to come down instead.
Sydney is set to face heavy downpours over the next few days. Up to 90 millimetres of rain is forecast to drench the city. Thursday and Friday will bear the brunt of the storm with up to 75 millimetres expected. The chief executive of the Danish pharmaceuticals company Novo Nordisk, the maker of the anti-obesity drugs Wegovy and Ozempic, has been accused of ripping off US customers at a Senate hearing in Washington. The BBC's Michelle Fleury reports.
Senator Bernie Sanders said that even after rebates, the prices of Ozempic is much higher than in other countries, about $600 per month, compared with $59 in Germany. Now, the chief executive of Novo Nordisk pushed back. We saw a lot of back and forth between lawmakers and the CEO. He blamed insurers and middlemen during his testimony. In fact, Lars Jorgensen said, "We don't decide the price for patients. That is set by the insurance companies."
Hope Sport.
England has kept the one-day cricket series alive, beating Australia by 46 runs in a rain-affected match in Durham County. And Brisbane's Chris Fagan has been recognised as the AFL's Coach of the Year.
Hope Weather.
Cloudy today, a medium chance of showers from late in the afternoon, most likely this evening. Winds northerly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly in the middle of the day. A top of 30 degrees is forecast for the city, up to 31 in the west. Right now it's 21 degrees in the city and 15 in the west. Tomorrow, rainy and windy with a top of 18, rain and 19 on Friday. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 103.2.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor.
Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love, whether you're newly engaged or married for years. Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
Through Wilton this morning, heavy traffic both ways on the Hume Motorway Remembrance Driveway with scheduled bridge work. Now traffic is down to 60 k's there. Contraflow traffic conditions also in place. Slow moving for Strathfield Centenary Drive northbound from the Hume Highway towards Arthur Street. The stylish new Volkswagen T-Cross Life has hit the streets and it's now available from $34,990 drive away. Let's go for a drive. T's and C's apply. Volkswagen.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Monique Pavino. Taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2, the difference this makes.
Well, Brendan and Danny Bell will be back on deck tomorrow. Though I tell you what, they'll be calling themselves winners from now on. They'll be talking about the award-winning breakfast show with Brendan and Danny Bell last night at the CMAA Awards of Christian Media, Arts and Entertainment Alliance, coming together of a whole range of Christian organisations in the media. They won the Emerging Talent Award, and I have the acceptance speech that they gave. I'll play that for you after John North. But a big congratulations to Brendan and Danny Bell. We will catch up with them later in the morning, and I'm sure they'll tell you all about it tomorrow as well. Right now, it is time for this.
Time with God with John North from Ambassadors for Christ on Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this day by taking some time with God, I wonder what you're facing today that seems to be bigger than you can handle. Let me read to you what our passage we're looking at this week says about Jesus. It says, in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. A little later it says, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Now, we think about the power of God creating the world and upholding the world, keeping it running, the amazing immensity, the vastness of this universe, and all the things in the world around us. God created this world. He put it here. Maybe you think, what does that have to do with me? How does that impact on my life? What relevance is that to me? Well, it's hugely relevant. As you think about that thing that you're facing today that's beyond you, it may be something outside of you. Maybe news you've gotten from the doctor that's really bad. It may be circumstances you're facing and some calamity in your life. Or it may be something within your person. Maybe there's an addiction that you've been trying to overcome over and over with all the willpower you have, and you just cannot overcome it. A substance addiction or an addiction to pornography. Possibly it's a way that you are relating to someone in your life and you know you need to stop relating them. and you know you need to stop relating to them in that way, but you just cannot seem to stop. The anger just pours out of you. What I want to suggest to you is not that you learn to try harder. How does trying harder work for you? Not very well. But rather, come to the end of yourself. You need to come to a place, as you head into this day, of accepting your own inadequacy in these things that you're struggling with, and turn to God for help. He created the world. He upholds the universe by the word of His power. Whatever you're facing today, He can get involved in. I was reading a book this week that said we need to come to the place of saying to God, I can't. And you never expected that I could. And you can, and you always said you would. I can't, and God never expected that I could. But He can, and He always said that He would. Jesus Christ, the one this passage is about, is in you if you are a Christian. And He is in your life to transform your life. Do you know the Christian life cannot be lived by you? It can only be lived by Jesus. And you need to come to the place in your life of saying, finally, I've tried and tried and I just can't. But Jesus, I know you can. I know you did. And you're alive today and living in me. And I want to, at this point, as I go into this day, I want to say to you, I invite you to live your life in me. As I face that person that I just cannot keep from being angry towards in life, I want to come to you and say, I can't hold that back, but you can. And you're in me, and I'm trusting you. I'm allowing you to live your life through me in this situation. As you face that addiction to pornography and you find yourself drawn to those websites, you just come to Him and say, Jesus, I can't confront this. I can't control this. But I know that you can, and I'm willing for you to think your pure thoughts through me. As you go into this day, accept your inadequacy and invite Jesus to live in and through you, because He can. I'm John North.
Tell me, don't you think it's strange how we are afraid of change, running circles in our cage? Why are we blind? Do we disconnect our soul from the pain in all the show? Is that what's going on? Got your rose-colored glasses on. In your eyes, I am the clown. Shaking off your perfect. A dream bigger than you've ever.
So it's just one word. When a moment melts a person's heart, being a fool is just the start.
Sofika, Hope 103.2, Brendan and Danielle back tomorrow. They're on the Gold Coast at the moment. They fresh from winning an award last night at the CMAA Awards, Christian Media and Arts Australia, where they won the award for Emerging Talent. And it went a little bit like this last night.
What? Oh, thank you so much. Wow. Thank you so much, CMAA, for this incredible opportunity. Thank you to Hope Media Team, our incredible shout out to Tables 6 and 7 out there.
Yes.
Tell me a year ago that we'd be doing this, and I would have laughed at the suggestion, but by the grace of God, we get to stand here and share the hope of Jesus to our listeners and shout out to our listeners for listening.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, you go.
We talk a lot about highs and lows on the show. We have fun and we also like stop, pivot and honor God. And so often we talk about the fact that he is the ultimate orchestrator. I'm a few years in. Danielle joined me in January. Here we are, first time ever at CMAA. And just a bit overwhelmed at God's kindness, his orchestration, and what he does. And I hope that you would never, ever, ever underestimate the power of what God does when he gets in the controller seat. And when you just stop and say, okay, God. Because it's so easy to stress about what's next, where do we go, what do we do. And if we just sit back and rest in the incredible gift that is Jesus, stuff happens. We hear it at appeal, you would hear it at your own appeals. The stories of God's impact and how he's speaking to people, people finding Jesus for the very first time, others being met in a situation that we can't even fathom. And yet God would use us, he would use you to bring people closer to him, to be a light in what feels like a more darkening world. Don't ever, ever, ever underestimate the power of Jesus, hey? Because he is good, he is kind, and he is for you. And the simple act of saying yes can lead to so, so much. So thank you so much. Amen.
There it is. Brendan and Danielle winning that award last night for Emerging Talent at the CMAA Awards. Back tomorrow, and I think each time a song finishes and they start talking, they'll be calling themselves the award-winning Brendan and Danny Bell, and I'm sorry about that. That you have to put up with that for a little while at least. Anyway, more warmed up best of bits across the morning, and we'll catch up with them a little later on as well. Hope 103.2, this is Sade. 1032 Sade there. And Brendan and Danny Bell back on your radio tomorrow. Here's a warmed up best of bit about gleeking. What is gleeking?
Have you heard of the term gleeking?
No, and you told me not to research it when you asked me earlier.
Yes.
So now I'm worried.
No, because this is a term that is trending at the moment.
Has something to do with leaking.
Correct.
Okay. Oof.
Okay. Leaking of your saliva gland.
What?
Don't. So you know that moment when you're chatting to someone, you might yawn, you're in the middle of eating, you're talking, and you get that tiny little spray that like shoots out your mouth.
Yes.
It's like that long stream.
And then you're horrified
and
when you see it.
Saliva.
In slow motion, it's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. And you relive it over and over, and then you do the whole, let's just pretend nothing happened, keep talking.
It has a name, a word.
Yeah. It's called gleeking.
That's so weird.
And apparently, and the thing is that it's trending because people have learned how to do it.
Oh.
So on command.
Wait, so they're trying. Oh, my life.
Yeah, so, okay. You know, you're like whistle. When as a child you learn how to whistle and it's positioning of your tongue and your lips and all that. Well, it's the same with gleeking because it's pressure on your saliva gland that causes it to shoot saliva from the opening of your saliva gland.
That's
but the positioning
so
of it and
weird.
The pressure causes a stream.
Bro, that's weird.
Isn't that
bizarre? I say
and
no
the glands are actually underneath your tongue.
Oh, push pause.
So it's to do with pressing your tongue against the roof of your mouth and then the pressure from the back of your tongue pushing forward. So as it pushes from behind, it causes the saliva to shoot out.
Out of all the things in this beautiful world.
Yeah, this is epic.
Them,
this is trending. This is awesome.
This is the thing that's trending.
This is the human body. This is God's creation. And we're having another life hack on how to understand how it was formed.
No.
You know, when God pulled the dirt out and created Adam.
Don't you.
You know.
Talk about creation.
Gleeking was at the forefront of his mind. I tell you that
Brendan,
right now. What?
I cancel that. No.
You can't cancel gleeking.
I can absolutely
it's
cancel
it. It's a thing. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to go and continue to learn in detail how to do this.
This is our show. I'm going to cancel whatever sounds absolutely ridiculous.
No. Everyone's going to Google it now and search it, how to gleek. I've just changed people's lives.
Don't Google it. It's going to trend more.
Trust me. It's going to take off.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
Spring is in the air, and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Traffic is very slow this morning from Wilton through to Douglas Park on the Hume Motorway between Picton Road and the Pean River. We have roadworks affecting traffic and heavy delays both ways. Speeds are down to 60 km. Contraflow conditions are in place. All but a crash reported Park Road to Wellington Road affecting traffic in all directions. Homebush West, Centenary Drive is slow southbound at Arthur Street and Centenary Drive slowing northbound through Stratfield on the approach from the Hume Highway. I'm Nick Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 183.
Anyone who ever wanted you.
try to hurt you. He's explaining the way I'm feeling for all the jealousy I caused you. States the reason why I'm trying to hide. As for all the things you taught me, it sends my future into clearer dimensions.
Simply Red, Hope 103.2 at 6.30, and time for the latest news headlines with Anita Savage. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Aaron. The Lebanese Ministry for Health says more than 560 people, most of them civilians, have died in a second day of intense Israeli bombing around Lebanon. Authorities say hospitals are struggling to cope with the number of casualties. US President Joe Biden has joined world leaders in calling for an end to the growing conflict in the Middle East. President Biden has spoken of hope of a resolution for the wars in Gaza and Ukraine in what was likely his final address at the UN General Assembly. Australian Institute of Health and Welfare data shows Medicare is now covering just over half of specialist fees. Funding for specialist care, including consultations, dropped to an all-time low of 52% between January and March. That's compared to 72% 20 years ago. A funeral service will be held today for two boys allegedly murdered by their mother in the Blue Mountains earlier this month. 9-year-old Ben and 11-year-old Russell Smith will be farewelled by family and friends during a church service this morning. A fresh search for missing Ballarat woman Samantha Murphy is underway, 7 months on from her disappearance. And England has kept the one-day cricket series alive, beating Australia by 46 runs in a rain-affected match in Durham County. And Aaron, I'll be back with more news at 7.
Thanks so much, Anita. Tomorrow, well, first weather today, shower 2 developing and 30, but the rain kicks in tomorrow. Rain and windy for Thursday, rain for Friday. Sounds great.
Hey, it's Laura on Undistracted this week. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks about breaking mental health taboos and combining faith with politics.
Information is moving so quickly and there is a lot of stake on every decision. So I'd get good advice. I'd listen carefully. I'd do all of these things, but I just found that God gave me a sense of peace. in these moments where it was like the ball was moving slowly, even though that it was actually coming at me very fast. I found that a real blessing in what was a very challenging time.
Listen in full wherever you get your podcasts and find Undistracted with Laura Bennett on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Hope1032's care line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 care line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 care line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
At Worldshare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive, and living without hope. That's why, for over 80 years, Worldshare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs, and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Hope
1032.
Without you, I'm just a house of cards about to fall down. Without you,
without you.
Sometimes it has to get bad before it gets good. I hate that's the way it goes. Anxiety on my mind, I hope that it stops. I hate to self-diagnose. I prayed, I cried, I stayed wide awake, thinking what's at stake, knowing the part I played, the legacy I leave to my kids and their families when they start their own day. Hey, I just want to make you proud for the times that I let you down. And the times that I said that I'd be right there when you looked, I could not be found. At my worst, you gave me your best. You gave to me rest. So when they ask me about you, I tell them that you're my all and that I can't live without you.
Without you, I'm just a house of cards.
This is all of me in my heart. Teach me how to see you when I'm far. Yeah. I just wanna be with you.
Positive vibes that everyone gives, and doesn't matter when.
Hope
1032.
Hope 1032.
Did all your dreams come crashing down? Feels like no one hears you now. Did all the good things fall apart? Got so much anxious in your heart. I know that pain. You are not alone today. Even in troubled waters, even on shaking ground, you can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. He won't leave your side. He won't fail you now. You can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. He will calm your restless soul. Remind you he won't let you go. No. So when you feel that heartache call, he's the safe place you can fall. Even in troubled waters, even on shaking ground, you can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. He won't leave your side. He won't fail you now. You can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. Go back to the altar. Go back to the start. Go down to the water. Remember whose you are. Come back from the darkness. Run on to the light. No matter. Even in troubled waters, even on shaking ground, you can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. He won't leave your side. He won't fail you now. You can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. You can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. Lay your worries down.
Tin pasta, because Heinz has released a new carbonara pasta in a tin. And for a whopping $4.
Whopping $4. Okay.
It's great in this economy.
Tin soup.
Yes.
Quite often stinks.
What? What?
Yeah.
Tin soup?
Yep. There's a smell about it.
What is the smell?
Now,
the soup?
Thick pasta. In a tin with the parmesan cheese that smells like feet.
Smells like feet.
Are you ready? Are you going to give it a go?
Stop. Don't make my stomach turn already.
No, too late. Mine is gone because you brought this one. That's all right. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I hope you're having a good one.
Oh, look, I was until we started thinking about this carbonara in a tin. Now, love it or leave it, where do you stand on it?
I would be willing to give it a go because it has potential.
Oh, Dave, that's the attitude we like at Hope Brekkie.
I mean, it will make a point. Some tin stuff is just not very nice at all.
Thank you.
But who would have thought that putting beans and tomato sauce in the tin would have been awesome?
That's fair. I love baked beans.
Nah.
What?
Nah.
Are you Australian?
Sure. I am, but not when
I'm
it comes
Fijian
to tins.
And I love it.
Oh, all right.
And, of course, the other benefit is, if you drop the tin of carbonara, it's already al dente.
Dave?
Dave, thank you for bringing back dad jokes.
A dad joke Friday. Yeah, where were you last Friday?
Now it's dad joke Wednesday. Thanks so much, Dave.
I'm here all week.
He's here all week. Try the veal. All right. Got another caller three. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, I was all right until I thought about carbonara in a tin.
It's going very well.
I think there's something wrong with your nose, Brendan. Like, why do your feet smell like parmesan? My feet do not smell like
very
parmesan.
Good, so Josh.
What have you got going on there that you need medical
condition? No, you go and play around a sport and you come back and tell me whether your feet smell beautiful.
Mate,
or not.
I hope your GP's listening because they need to have a chat with you.
My feet smell fantastic at all times.
Okay. I'm not checking for you.
Love it, leave it. I'm saying love it, leave it, or try it. Oh. Put your money where your mouth is. And both of you need to eat it live on Instagram at lunchtime today and show us all what it's like.
No, Danabelle can, and I will film it. Someone needs
to
hold the camera.
No, we're going to do it. That's awesome.
Not at all.
Thank you, Joshy.
No,
appreciate it.
Not at all. Text 140 says, love it. I think you should do an eating challenge and try it on air.
Did you just hang up on Josh?
Danabelle.
That's rude.
No, listen, I said thank you. He's the one that abused my feet. So, you know, cut them off.
The people have talked.
They have.
There's a text message and Josh called it. So we're having it at lunch today.
No, we're not. No, well, you are. I've got to hold the camera.
Oh, I am, fam.
Breakfast with Brendan and Danabelle back on your radio tomorrow as an award-winning breakfast team after winning the Emerging Talent Award last night at the CMAA Awards. Congratulations. We'll chat to them a little bit later on as well.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
St. Susie Sandringham Street at Robert Street, a crash blocking off a southbound lane, creating delays this morning from Wilton through to Douglas Park on the Hume motorway between Picton Road and Nepean River. Roadworks creating heavy delays in both directions with that southbound run back at Menangle and northbound is back into Pheasant's Nest. We have speeds down to 60 km there. Traffic on the M7 building northbound out of Preston's towards Elizabeth Drive. Parramatta Road is slow both ways, Clyde into Auburn. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know what it feels like. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Every single way was in my palm and threw it all away. Oh, my.
32.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. For me, so I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me, 'cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told before the morning sun when life was lonely. See my goals, I don't believe in failure, 'cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor, and if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told, I was writing about everything I saw before me. Songs have been sold, we've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life, my woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind, my brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old, my daddy got 61, remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. Yourself some friends or you will be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Songs that encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 103.2.
Yeah.
thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. World leaders addressing the annual United Nations General Assembly in New York have called for a halt to the deepening conflict between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The Lebanese health minister says 2 days of Israeli airstrikes have caused carnage across the country. The BBC's Orla Guerin reports from southern Lebanon.
In the last few hours, we've been hearing a lot of both outgoing fire from Hezbollah, but also incoming fire from Israel. The strikes are still happening this evening. It's certainly not as intense as it was yesterday. Many, many people have fled the south here. As many as 28,000 people were registered as newly displaced in a single day. Israel says it's going to continue with its campaign, that it's going to step up its attacks against Hezbollah.
New laws to better protect victim survivors of domestic and family violence have passed New South Wales Parliament. They include tougher penalties for breaching apprehended domestic violence orders with the aim of causing harm and for repeat offenders. A funeral service will be held today for two boys allegedly murdered by their mother in the Blue Mountains earlier this month. 9-year-old Ben and 11-year-old Russell Smith were found dead by their father in their Falconbridge home. The brothers will be farewelled by family and friends during a church service in Springwood this morning. A search is resuming in Victoria this morning for the remains of missing Ballarat woman Samantha Murphy, who disappeared while on a run in February. Christine Hearn reports.
The search involves detectives from the missing persons squad, also Victoria Police, as well as officers from New South Wales and the Australian Federal Police. So this search area, it's understood, is in Grenville, just south of Ballarat and near the dam where Samantha Murphy's mobile phone was found last May. This fresh search began yesterday. Victoria Police say that they will be back out there today. Ballarat man Patrick Stevenson has been charged with the murder of the 51-year-old mother. It is understood that he is not cooperating with police whilst in custody. Police say that the family of Samantha Murphy have been told of these latest developments.